Secretary of State Colin Powell today concluded a brief visit to Pakistan and headed for India. During a news conference in Islamabad with Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf, Powell praised Pakistan for its continued support in the war against terrorism. He said the campaign has drawn the United States and Pakistan closer together. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
Secretary of State Powell today thanked President Musharraf for his support, saying the Pakistani leader's bold and courageous stand to side with the U.S. signaled the beginning of a strengthened relationship between the two countries, one that would grow and thrive, Powell said, in the months and years ahead.
The campaign against Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, and those who harbor them is our top priority. This is what brought me here today. But I'm also confident that over time, we will be able to expand our cooperation to encompass the full range of bilateral and multilateral issues that are of importance to both of our nations.
Powell noted that President Bush has already lifted sanctions against Pakistan and supported new IMF loans for the country. He also said that he recognized Pakistan's pressing debt issue and would take the message back to Washington to see what could be done to help Pakistan in what the Secretary of State called its time of need. Secretary Powell said the two men also discussed ways to promote stability in South Asia, where tension between nuclear neighbors India and Pakistan has risen sharply in recent months. The source of that tension, as always, the disputed region of Kashmir, which Secretary Powell today called a critically important part of the world. Shelling along the so-called line of control that separates the two countries wounded several people overnight.
We too believe that the Kashmir issue is central to the relationship and can be resolved if all parties engage with a willingness to address their concerns in mutually acceptable ways. Issues must be resolved through peaceful political and diplomatic means, not through violence.
For his part, Pakistan's President Musharraf said Pakistan has joined the U.S.-led coalition in order to help bring to justice those responsible for the September 11th attacks, and that the Taliban could have spared Afghanistan the current bombing campaign had it agreed to turn over Osama bin Laden and his associates. But President Musharraf, under pressure at home from a population growing increasingly concerned about the attacks on neighboring Afghanistan, said that Pakistan grieves for the innocent victims of the attacks, and he urged that the bombing campaign be brought to a speedy and successful conclusion.
Certainly, majority of the people are against the operation in Afghanistan. They would like to see this operation to be terminated as fast as possible, and that is what I would urge the coalition to achieve the military objectives and terminate the operation.
President Musharraf insisted, however, that the majority of the people of Pakistan support his decision to join the U.S.-led coalition. And in what appeared to be another effort to quell the small but growing political unrest here, President Musharraf said that it is not enough to eliminate terrorists. What is also necessary, he said, is to address and eliminate terrorism's root causes, what he called political repression and denial of justice. Both men agreed that building a broad-based government in Afghanistan to replace the Taliban is crucial in order to prevent the country from disintegrating into anarchy. And President Musharraf issued a thinly veiled warning to the opposition Northern Alliance.
The political process needs to be placed on a fast track in order to forestall the possibility of a political vacuum. It should not lag behind the fast-moving events in the military field, nor should any attempt be made by any warring faction to impose itself on Afghanistan in the wake of the military strikes against the Taliban.
Neither Secretary of State Powell nor President Musharraf would say whether the general had received the assurances he has sought of a quick end to the U.S. bombing campaign, nor would either say how long it will take for the U.S. to achieve its stated objectives. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.